you want to get your prayers to go straight instantly to your Lord Jesus Christ. You do not want any delay or any blocking. And you want to know in faith that your Lord is hearing your cry. That's what I want you to know right now. That is our desire for this teaching. When you are going through today signs of serious marriage problems, your spouse may be home, but they're threatening and talking about divorce, or they're acting like there's a problem in your home or in your marriage, and God is revealing things to you, or you have gone into a separation, or your spouse is in a divorce, then this is where you need to be. You need to be on your knees or in a position of prayer, crying out to your Lord for His answers. You know what? The Lord talks about answering prayers from Genesis through Revelation. Now let me add right now, for you who may be new, God says He hates divorce in Malachi chapter 2, verse 16. Remember what Jesus said so beautifully in Matthew chapter 19, verse 4. "Haven't you read," He replied, now this is Jesus talking, "that at the beginning the Creator made them male and female, and said, for this reason a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one. Therefore, what God has joined together, let man not separate." Oh, if we only would listen to our Lord Jesus' word. Hindrance number 11, wrong motives. Why do you want your marriage restored? And the first answer, for the Lord to get the glory and the honor and praise, not for us to get our marriage restored, but for God to get the glory. James chapter 4, verse 3 says, "When you ask, you do not receive, because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures." God is saying we need to have our motives right for anything that we're asking for. We're asking our spouses and our children's salvation for them to have eternal life. It is not for them to just live with us and pay our bills. That is where we've got to examine our hearts. Are your motives wrong? Are you wanting to remove the loneliness? Are you wanting to remove the financial pressures? Pray the Lord to forgive you for the wrong motives and remove the condition of selfishness.